Well, how did the squad come together? What was the performance like in competition at regionals?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we had a bit of a rough season. It felt like it took us a while to get on the same page. And then we got to regionals. We hadn't even performed our routine in its entirety before an audience. So we were a little bit nervous. We were kind of like, oh, we're not sure how this is going to go. It could go either way. But just do your best. And so we sent them out there, and they did amazing. We really, it was like flipping a coin. We weren't sure if they were going to hit all their stunts or if things were going to fall. And they hit everything. They put on an amazing show. They really just dug deep and pulled out a win. It was awesome.
Fourth regional championship in 4 years for
yeah.
you guys. How does that feel?
It feels great. I think it just is a testament to, you know, you put in the work, you put in the time, and, you know, you just keep building those skills, hold up a bar and say, you know, this is what I expect of you. And then those kids want to reach it, and the program has just grown. I think when I first started coaching, we went to regionals with 6 kids, and now we're going with 13, and we're able to be a little more consistent, and it's awesome to see the things that you hope for come out in the way that you hope, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you work new parts into the performance this year, or new stunts or anything like that?
Well, we asked our choreographer for a challenging routine. We told him that we felt we were ready for it, and it was fast and it was challenging. So I think as far as doing anything differently, we just pushed ourselves a little more than we usually do. It did make for a more challenging season, but it turned out to be one of the faster routines at regionals, and our technical difficulty level was up there with the bigger teams, so it paid off for us. But as far as doing anything different, I think just challenging ourselves a little more than we usually do.
And the 5 seniors that were on the team that you will be losing to graduation, would you talk a little bit about them? Who are they? And
Let's see if I can do it without crying. So as far as new seniors, we had Brandon Ware, and he joined us right after wrestling season. And he did great. He came in and he picked up the technique really quick. He was super positive the whole time. And then we have Austin Dow, who this is his 3rd year cheering for me. And he's very strong. He's consistent with his stunts. So it was nice to have that more experienced senior guy. And then we had Tanya Spears, who has cheered for me 2 years. She kind of came in at the last moment and saved the day. We had some changes in the team at the last minute, and so she stepped in and filled a spot that we needed to be filled, and she was incredible. I can't say that I'm unhappy that we had to make changes. It is a disappointment, but she was incredible. She brought some new, fresh energy to the team. She was ready for anything, super positive the whole way through. She was incredible. And then lastly, I have Julia Evans and Leanne LePerry, who I've actually coached all 4 years, and I kind of watched their middle school seasons. They've been the leadership this year, and they've put in a lot of time to get the team where they want them to be, as far as they really wanted to take home a title this year and round out their high school experience with 4 regional titles, and they rocked it. Julia made all tournament. Leanne was such an incredible leader as far as with our new and only freshmen. She made sure that she was where she needed to be. It's going to be really a different season going into next year without those 2 who I've had for so long.
Now, you're not going to state this year.
No. We struggled so with getting on the same page throughout the season, and it took us a while to find our groove. And so we found it towards the end of the season, but it takes a lot of work to get ready for state. And, you know, we had to pull together and dig deep to make it through the regionals tournament and finish in the way that we did. And so with the competitiveness of state, we felt like maybe it just wasn't our time to go. It's expensive to get up there. It ended up being, I think, $715 a kid. So if you're asking parents to spend that much money, you want to know that they're prepared and ready for it. And we just felt like we needed a little more time, so it just didn't happen this year.